Imagine doing what you love and posting it online could generate views, followers, and money. Well, in this day and age, influencers do exactly that. I spoke to Vancouver beauty influencer Caleb, who goes by Caleb Does Makeup on Twitter and Instagram. He collaborates with brands such as Shoppers Drug Mart, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Milk Makeup, and Lady Gaga's makeup line, House Laboratories. He has 20.4K followers on Instagram, where he says he is the most active on. Whether he's posting on his Instagram story or feed, he's always trying to be active and engage with his audience. His target audience caters to anyone who loves makeup, daring looks, and bold colors. Caleb says he's honored to have the platform to showcase his skills and passion for beauty, but becoming influencer wasn't initially his first thought.
I was just playing with makeup because that's what I enjoy doing, and slowly things started happening, and then I got interested in the whole influencer aspect of it, just that I can experiment and play more with makeup. It's fun being able to share what I do.
Taking his talents behind the camera, he used that to his advantage in front of the camera. That's where he generated the thousands of followers he has today. But with the beauty, he says, comes with its challenges. When selecting which brands to partnership with, he selects the one that best suits his brand and beliefs.
I don't want to become that person that just grabs everything and does everything just because, you know, some brand is paying attention to me. If I don't like what they do, I don't really have an interest in partnering with them. But if I get to try their products and they want me to be honest about things, I really appreciate that in a brand.
Many brands want to work with influencers because their products will likely get the most attention from people who already have a huge following. However, he tries his best to avoid partnerships with brands that don't have the best intention.
I can usually tell if it's going to benefit me or not from the first email. You can get a sense sometimes that they are just asking you to like say that you like something even when you don't. Like, I've literally had brands ask me to pretend. I've had a brand that literally asked me to pretend that my ring light that I have at home was a ring light attachment that they were selling for phones in exchange they were going to pay me for it. I didn't even bother responding to that email because it's insane to me that anyone thinks that that's okay to do.
Creating content that he can be himself and honest about is part of his brand. And a part of his brand is collaborating with brands that allow him to be authentic. He hopes to continue to build his brand through social media and connect with people through tweets, DMs, tags, and hashtags to expand his audience. Hope Dos Santos, Say Radio, Toronto.